ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸோ பிஃபோர் வி ஸ்டார்ட் தி நெக்ஸ்ட் சீரீஸ் ஆஃப் வெபினார்ஸ் ஆன் அனதர் உபனிஷத் ஃப்ரம் தி அதர்வண வேதா மாண்டுக்கிய உபனிஷத், ஐ வுட் லைக் டு ஆஃபர் மை சாஷ்டாங்க நமஸ்காரம்ஸ் அட் தி லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் ஆஃப் தி உபய ஜெகத்குரோஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ சாரதா பீட்டம் சிங்கேரி அண்ட் ஆல்சோ டு மை மானசிக குரு ஸ்ரீ பரமாத்மானந்த சுவாமிஜி ஆஃப் சென்னை, ஹூஸ் லெக்சர்ஸ் ஐ வெரி ஹெவிலி ட்ராப் ஆன் டு ஷேர் வாட் அவர் ஐ ஹவ் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் ஃப்ரம் தோஸ் லெக்சர்ஸ். Now we have seen so far two of the Upanishads belonging to the Atharva Veda, namely Prashna Upanishad and Mundaka Upanishad. And today we will enter into another major Upanishad called Mandukya Upanishad of Atharvana Veda. And it is called Mandukya Upanishad because it is associated with the Rishi whose name was supposed to be Manduka. Manduka actually means a frog, so we can call it a frog Upanishad. Maybe because the teaching in this Upanishad makes a big leap like a frog. That is how Swamiji interprets that. So it is the smallest of the major Upanishads with only 12 mantras. And for this Upanishad, a great Acharya has written an analysis called Karika. Karika is not a commentary like a Bhashya. Commentary, it deals with every word of a verse. But this here, the Karika, is an analysis in the verse form as slokas. They are called Mandukya Karika, written by Gaudapada Acharya. And Gaudapada Acharya is the guru of Shankaracharya's guru, Govinda Bhagavatpada Acharya. He is considered to be an important link in the guru lineage, guru parampara, which started with Lord Narayana. So, as our respect to the entire guru parampara, let us just read that shloka. Narayanam Padmabhuvam Vasishtam Shaktincha Tatputra Parasharancha வியாசம் சுகம் கௌடபாதம் மகாந்தம் கோவிந்த யோகீந்திரம் அத்தாசிய சிஷ்யம் ஸ்ரீ சங்கராச்சாரியம் அத்தாசிய பத்மபாதஞ்ச ஹஸ்தாமலஞ்ச சிஷ்யம் தம் தோட்டகம் வார்த்திகக்காரம் அன்யான் அஸ்மத் குருன் சந்ததம் ஆனதோஸ்மி. ஸோ வி ஆஃபர் அவர் சாஷ்டாங்க நமஸ்காராஸ் அட் தி லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் ஆஃப் தி என்டையர் குரு பரம்பரா starting from Lord Narayana. So Gaudapada Acharya's work is Mandukya Karika that consists of 215 shlokas or karikas. And Shankaracharya wrote commentary on the 12 mantras of the Upanishad and the 215 karikas of Gaudapada Acharya also. So we will see both the Upanishad and the karikas, and which are divided into four chapters. So just to give a perspective of how the organization is, the first chapter is called Agama Prakaranam. It contains the entire Upanishad, the Mandukya Upanishad, all the 12 mantras, and 29 of the 215 karikas. And the second chapter is called Vaitatya Prakaranam. It has got 38 karikas, and it talks about the mithya nature of the universe. And the third chapter is called Advaita Prakaranam. It has got 48 karikas on the non-dual nature of Atma. And the fourth chapter is called Alata Shanti Prakaranam. It has got 100 karikas which clear all the possible objections to the teaching contained in the Upanishad. So this is just an overview of the entire, the way the karikas are constructed. Now let us enter the first chapter. ది ఉపనిషత్, లైక్ అదర్ ఉపనిషత్, స్టార్ట్స్ విత్ ద శాంతి పాఠ, వేర్ ద స్టూడెంట్ ప్రేస్ ఫార్ 3 బ్లెస్సింగ్స్. అండ్ దిస్ బీయింగ్ ది అథర్వవేద ఉపనిషత్, దిస్ శాంతి పాఠ ఈజ్ సేమ్ యాజ్ వి సా ఇన్ ప్రశ్నోపనిషత్ అండ్ ముండకోపనిషత్. భద్రం కర్ణే శృణుయామదేవా, భద్రం పశ్యేమాక్షభిర్యజత్రా, స్థిరైరంగైస్తువాగుంసస్తనూభి విషేమదేవహితం యదాయు, స్వస్తి న ఇంద్రో వృద్ధశ్రవా, స్వస్తి న పూషా విశ్వవేదా, స్వస్తి నస్తార్క్ష్యో అరిష్టనేమి, స్వస్తి నో బృహస్పతిర్దధాతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. సో వి హవ్ సీన్ ఎలాబొరేట్లీ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ శాంతి మంత్ర ఎర్లియర్ డ్యూరింగ్ అవర్ ముండక అండ్ ప్రశ్నోపనిషత్ డిస్కషన్స్. ఐ వుడ్ రిక్వెస్ట్ ఆల్ అవర్ పార్టిసిపెంట్స్ టు రెఫర్ టు దోస్ లెక్చర్స్ ఫార్ డీటెయిల్స్. బట్ జస్ట్ టు సమ్మరైజ్, ఇన్ దిస్ ప్రేయర్ ద స్టూడెంట్ యాస్ మెయిన్లీ 3 ప్రేయర్స్, నేమ్లీ నంబర్ 1 ఫిజికల్ ఫిట్నెస్, షార్ప్ ఇంటెలెక్ట్, క్లియర్ మైండ్ అండ్ సఫిషియంట్ స్పాన్ ఆఫ్ హెల్దీ లైఫ్ టు సక్సెస్ఫుల్లీ కన్క్లూడ్ శ్రవణం మననం అండ్ నిధిధ్యాసనం. దట్ ఈస్ ద ఫస్ట్ ప్రేయర్. అండ్ సెకండ్ ప్రేయర్ ఈజ్ ఫార్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ జర్నీ టు బీ స్మూత్, బికాస్ దిస్ ఈస్ అ లాంగ్ ఉపనిషత్, ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బీ నో ఈవెన్ దో ఇట్ హాస్ ఓన్లీ 12 మంత్రాస్ విత్ ది కారిక ఇట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బీ ఎలాబరేట్. సో హీ వాంట్స్ టు హ్యావ్ అ స్మూత్ జర్నీ. అండ్ థర్డ్ వన్ ఈజ్ ఫార్ ఫ్రీడమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆబ్స్టకల్స్, ఆధ్యాత్మిక అండ్ ఆది భౌతిక అండ్ ఆది దైవిక, ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆబ్స్టకల్స్ విచ్ వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ ఇన్ డీటెయిల్ ఎర్లియర్. సో ప్రేయర్ ఫార్ ఫిట్నెస్, స్మూత్ స్పిరిచువల్ జర్నీ అండ్ ఫ్రీడమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ఆబ్స్టకల్స్. నౌ విత్ దిస్ బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్ లెట్ అస్ ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ది ఫస్ట్ 2 మంత్రాస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఉపనిషత్. లెట్ అస్ రీడ్. యాజ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ మెన్షన్ మెనీ టైమ్స్, ఎనీ టెక్స్ట్ బుక్ ఈస్ ఫైన్. ఐ యూస్ స్వామి గంభీరానందాస్ బుక్స్ ఆన్ ఇన్ ద వేరియస్ ఉపనిషత్స్, ఈవెన్ దో ఐ రెఫర్ టు ది భాష్యాస్, ఒరిజినల్ భాష్య ఆఫ్ ది ఆచార్య సమతా బుక్స్ వెన్ ఎవర్ యునో ఐ హ్యావ్ టు రెఫర్ టు దెమ్ అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ లిసనింగ్ టు స్వామీజీస్ లెక్చర్స్. సో మంత్రాస్ 1 and 2 లెట్ అస్ రీడ్. ఇత్యేతదక్షరం ఇదగుం సర్వం తస్యోపవ్యాఖ్యానం భూతం భవత్ భవిష్యతి సర్వమోంకార ఏవ యచ్చాన్యత్ త్రికాలాతీతం తదపి ఓంకార ఏవ. దిస్ ఈస్ ద ఫస్ట్ మంత్ర. ఇతి ఏతత్ అక్షరం ఇదగుం సర్వం, ఏతత్ అక్షరం దిస్ సిలబుల్ దిస్ సెలబుల్ దిస్ ప్రణవ ఓం, ఇదగుం సర్వం ఇస్ ఆల్ దిస్, తస్య ఉప వ్యాఖ్యానం ఏ క్లియర్ అండ్ కంప్లీట్ ఎక్స్పోజిషన్ ఆఫ్ దట్ సిలబుల్, యాక్చువల్లీ వీ హ్యావ్ టు సప్లై ది వర్బ్ హియర్ ఈస్ టు బి అండర్స్టాండ్. సో భూతం భవత్ భవిష్యతి, ఆల్ దోస్ బిలాంగింగ్ టు ద పాస్ట్, భూతం భవత్ ద ప్రెసెంట్ అండ్ భవిష్యతి ద ఫ్యూచర్, ది ఎంటైర్ థింగ్ ఈస్ ఓం, దిస్ సిలబుల్ ఓం. సర్వం ఓంకార ఏవ, ఓంకార ఓన్లీ, ప్రణవ ఓన్లీ. చయత్ అన్యత్ త్రికాల అతీతం అండ్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్, అన్యత్ త్రికాల అతీతం బియాండ్ ద 3 డొమైన్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్, పాస్ట్ ప్రెసెంట్ అండ్ ఫ్యూచర్, తదపి ఓంకార ఏవ ఈస్ ఆల్సో ఓంకార ఓన్లీ. దిస్ ఈస్ ద సబ్స్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫస్ట్ మంత్ర. అండ్ ద సెకండ్ మంత్ర, సర్వగుం హేతద్ బ్రహ్మ అయమాత్మా బ్రహ్మ సోయమాత్మా చతుష్పాద్, దిస్ ఈస్ ద సెకండ్ మంత్ర. సర్వం హి ఏతత్ బ్రహ్మ, సర్వం హి ఆల్ దిస్ ఇస్ ఇన్ డీడ్, ఏతద్ బ్రహ్మ ఇస్ ఇన్ డీడ్ బ్రహ్మన్, అయం ఆత్మా బ్రహ్మ దిస్ ఆత్మా ఇస్ బ్రహ్మన్, సహ అయం ఆత్మా చతుష్పాద్ దిస్ ఆత్మా హ్యాస్ 4 క్వార్టర్స్, 4 పాదాస్ చతుష్పాద్, దిస్ ఈస్ ద సెకండ్ మంత్ర. సో దిస్ ఈస్ జస్ట్ ద సూపర్ఫిషియల్ మీనింగ్. నౌ లెట్ అస్ గో ఇన్ టు ది డీటెయిల్స్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ 2 మంత్రాస్. సో ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ 2 మంత్రాస్ ది ఉపనిషత్ ఇంట్రడ్యూసెస్ 2 టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎన్క్వైరీస్. ది ఫస్ట్ ఈస్ ఓంకార విచార, ది అనాలిసిస్ ఆఫ్ ప్రణవ ఓంకార ఓం ఇంట్రడ్యూస్డ్ ఇన్ మంత్ర 1. అండ్ ద సెకండ్ ఈస్ ఆత్మ విచార, సెల్ఫ్ ఎన్క్వైరీ ఇంట్రడ్యూస్డ్ ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ మంత్ర. which we read just now. So the actual inquiry is conducted from the third mantra onwards. Mantras 3 to 7, they deal with Atma Vichara, and mantras 8 to 12, they deal with Omkara Vichara. So this is how the structure is. So first we will see the meaning of mantra 1. The Upanishad says that Omkara, the word or syllable Om, Pranava, is everything in creation. And that a thorough, comprehensive, intimate analysis into Omkara is going to be done. That is what it states here. When the Upanishad says Omkara is everything, what is meant by everything? That question will come. So the Upanishad itself explains that everything belonging to the past, present and future, whether inert objects or sentient living beings, they are all nothing but Omkara. Actually, Taittiriya Upanishad also refers to Omkara in a similar manner briefly in the first chapter, namely Sikshavalli. One should meditate upon Omkara as Brahman, because all this is Omkara alone. Omiti Brahma, Omiti Idagam Sarvam. So that statement is elaborated here. There is something called the ultimate reality or truth, which is beyond all time and is other than this universe. Whatever the ultimate reality is, beyond past, present and future, is also Omkara, the Pranava. So whatever falls within time and what lies beyond time is nothing but Omkara. Since Omkara is within time and beyond time, by analyzing Omkara, we are analyzing everything. Thus, Omkara is a very precious syllable. Omkara is everything. And so, understanding Omkara amounts to understanding everything within time and beyond time. Thus, Omkara Vichara is very, very important. And the actual inquiry into Omkara, that is going to be conducted later in the mantras 8 to 12 of this Upanishad, which we will see later. And in the second mantra that we just read, another inquiry is introduced from another angle. The entire creation is Brahman. This includes the past, present and future. Earlier, the entire thing is all Omkara. Now, the entire creation is Brahman, which includes past, present and future. Brahman is everything within time as well as beyond time. That Brahman will be analyzed. So, by analyzing one Brahman, we analyze everything within time and beyond time. So, thus Brahman inquiry becomes very precious. So, earlier shloka, Omkara inquiry is very precious. Second shloka, Brahman inquiry is very precious. Then the Upanishad itself asks the question, what is Brahman? The Upanishad answers, Atma is nothing but Brahman. Atma means what? Atma is myself. Therefore, Brahman is everything. I equate Brahman with myself. Myself is Brahman. Therefore, myself is everything. Atma is everything. That is the development. By Atma Vichara or self-enquiry, we are enquiring into the entire creation, which is within time and beyond time. Thus, the second inquiry is Atma Vichara. So, Mantra 1 prescribes Omkara Vichara and Mantra 2 prescribes Atma Vichara. So, introducing the Atma Vichara in Mantra 2, the first important message that the Upanishad gives is that Atma, the Self, has four quarters or padas, parts, components, or we can call it facets or aspects, whatever you want to call. So, Omkara Vichara involves inquiry into the four components of Atma. Only when I inquire into the four quarters of Atma, myself, that is Atma is myself, will I know the truth of the entire creation. And what are those four aspects of Atma? These will be analyzed in the shlokas 3 to 7 of the Upanishad. Shloka 3 describes the first quarter and shloka 4 the second quarter, shlokas 5 and 6 the third, and the seventh mantra talks about the fourth quarter. So before studying this mantra, then we need to definitely have an introduction. Already we have put so many things now in perspective, so much confusion definitely will come. So we have to understand them in perspective. So some introduction is needed that we are going to go through now. The uniqueness of the Mandukya Upanishad is that it is like a steep mountain. Swamiji calls steep mountain like a delta function. Suddenly it jumps. Some explanations are necessary in some places to help us climb this steep mountain. Mandukya Upanishad is uniquely different from all other Upanishads in one particular aspect, which makes it very distinct, very profound, and difficult to grasp also. And what is this difference from other Upanishads? In all other Upanishads, the first lesson taught is what? Brahman is the cause of the entire universe and the universe is the effect. Brahman is Jagat Karanam and the universe is Karyam, effect or product. So creation models are found in most of the Upanishads. Aitareya Upanishad, which we already saw, Mundaka Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad, they all introduce Brahman as the cause and world as the product or the effect. Then it is said that since Brahman is the cause, it is the only substantial entity and the world which is a product is only name and form. This is what all other Upanishads say. Any product is only name and form. Ornaments, they do not exist as substance. Gold alone is substance. Ornaments are only name and form. In Vedanta, we use this principle. Brahman is cause, the whole world is effect. Therefore, the world is only name and form. It does not have substantiality, and it does not have an existence of its own. It has dependent existence. These are all concepts we already know. I am just only putting them in perspective here. When it is said that the ornament is, its existence is borrowed from gold. All the other Upanishads say, world is mithya, mere name and form, and it does not have independent existence. Mithya means mere name and form, and no independent existence. The Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. The world is a product born out of Brahman, and so is Mithya, just as a pot is born out of clay. But Mandukya Upanishad says it uses another reasoning to show that the entire world is Mithya. That reasoning is very deep and very steep, and a lot of reflection is needed to grasp that. The reasoning is what? Shankaracharya says that the world is Mithya because we experience it. Therefore, whatever we experience is mithya. Because we experience the world, it is mithya. That's what he says. Whatever we experience is mithya. If everything is experienced, that is mithya. And what is satyam? That which is never experienced is satyam. Is there such a thing called that is never experienced? Mandukya Upanishad says that there is such a thing which is never experienced. There is only one thing that exists, which is never experienced, and that is the experiencer, the observer, or we can call him the awarer, that can never become the object of experience. For example, if you take our own eyes, our eyes can see everything, but the eyes cannot see themselves. The seer cannot be seen. The experiencer cannot be experienced. I, the observer alone, am satyam. And every other thing is experienced is mithya. How is this conclusion reached? The reasoning by Shankaracharya, he says, to prove the existence of an object, what is needed? It must be known. We cannot talk of existence of an unknown object. If there is something caused, if there is something that cannot be known, that comes under what category? It comes under non-existent category. For example, do we have horns? None of us have horns. The answer is that we do not have horns. So if nobody experiences horns, the conclusion is that we do not have horns. ఎనీథింగ్ బికమ్స్ నోవబుల్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ దర్ ఈస్ ఎ నోవర్ హూ ఈస్ ఐ ద సబ్జెక్ట్. సో వేదాంత కన్క్లూడ్స్ దట్ ద సబ్జెక్ట్ ద నోవర్ ప్రూవ్స్ ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎవరీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. నౌ యు సీ హౌ ద డెవలప్మెంట్ గెట్స్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ ఇంట్రికేట్. వేదాంత సేస్ ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ డిపెండ్స్ ఆన్ ద సబ్జెక్ట్. ది సబ్జెక్ట్ అలోన్ ఐ అలోన్ లెన్స్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ టు ఆల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఇన్ క్రియేషన్. బట్ మై ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ డస్ నాట్ డిపెండ్ ఆన్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ బికాస్ ఈవెన్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఐ నో ఐ యామ్ దేర్. మై ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ డస్ నాట్ డిపెండ్ ఆన్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ వరల్డ్ బట్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ వరల్డ్ దట్ డిపెండ్స్ అపాన్ మై సెల్ఫ్. ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ఐ క్లోజ్ మై సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ మై మైండ్ అండ్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ద ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ షట్ అవుట్ ఐ నో ఐ యామ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్. ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సబ్జెక్ట్ ఈజ్ సెల్ఫ్ ఎవిడెంట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సెల్ఫ్ ప్రూవన్ బట్ ద ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ నీడ్స్ టు బి ప్రూవ్డ్ బై హూమ్ బై ద సబ్జెక్ట్ ఓన్లీ. దేర్ఫోర్ శంకరాచార్య సేస్ దట్ ఐ ది అబ్జర్వర్ ఐఎమ్ సత్యం అండ్ ది ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ మిథ్యా. ది ఓన్లీ సబ్స్టెన్స్ ఇస్ ఐ. ది ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ నేమ్ అండ్ ఫామ్ దట్ ఈస్ మిథ్యా. సో ఇన్ ది అదర్ ఉపనిషత్ ద వరల్డ్ ఇస్ మిథ్యా బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అ ప్రోడక్ట్. ఇన్ మాండుకి ఉపనిషత్ ద వరల్డ్ ఇస్ మిథ్యా బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్. దట్ ఈస్ ద ఎసెన్షియల్ డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ అదర్ ఉపనిషత్స్ అండ్ మాండుక్య. సిమిలర్లీ మై బాడీ ఈస్ అబ్జర్వ్డ్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్. ఇట్ ఈస్ అ టెంపరీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇన్ వాట్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇన్ జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ ఇన్ ద వేకింగ్ స్టేట్. ద బాడీ ఈస్ మిథ్యా నేమ్ అండ్ ఫామ్. ద మైండ్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో క్లియర్లీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ బై మీ బికాస్ ఐ ఆమ్ అవేర్ ఆఫ్ ది చేంజింగ్ కండిషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ మై ఇమోషన్స్ మై యాంగర్ మై హ్యాపీనెస్ ఐ ఆమ్ అవేర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. సో ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ యూనివర్స్ ద బాడీ మైండ్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ మిథ్యా నేమ్ అండ్ ఫామ్ వెరాస్ ఐ ఆమ్ ది సత్య వస్తు. అండ్ మాండుక్య ఉపనిషత్ డివైడ్స్ ది ఎంటైర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ యూనివర్స్ ఇంటూ 3 సెగ్మెంట్స్. సో వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ ఫర్దర్ అండ్ ఫర్దర్ ఇంటూ ఇంట్రికసీస్. సో ది ఎంటైర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ యూనివర్స్ ఈస్ డివైడెడ్ ఇంటూ 3 సెగ్మెంట్స్ ఇన్ మాండుక్య. ఫస్ట్ డివిజన్ ఇస్ వాట్ ది వేకర్స్ యూనివర్స్ ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ ద బాడీ మైండ్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ బై మీ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ ది వేకర్ స్టేట్ జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ. And the second segment is the dreamer's universe and the dream body that is available only in the dream state. Both the waker state and dreamer's universes are different and mutually exclusive. Both of them are mithya. And third segment is the deep sleep state in which the waker's and dreamer's universes are not experienced in deep sleep. It must contain them in potential form or causal form. These are the 3 segments. So the universe is obtained in the deep sleep state is the causal universe. We call it causal universe. So waking state universe, the dream universe and causal universe are all mithya. I am Satyam, the observer of all the 3. These 3 observed universes are mutually exclusive. They are subject to arrival and departure, whereas I am not. I am the Sakshi, the witness principle, and aware of all the 3 universes as its observer. Even though I am one, the Upanishad gives me the observer 3 different names based on my relationship with these 3 observed universes. Just as one person is called father, husband, and son, depending on the relationship with what? With respect to my son, I am the father. With respect to my wife, I am the husband. With respect to my own son, I am the father. So I, the one observer, I am given 3 different names differing based on the functionality, the relationship. As observer of the waking universe, I am called Prathama Pada. So I said there are 4 quarters, 4 padas. So Prathama Pada is the first quarter. Its name is Vishwa. So as the observer of the waking universe, I am called Vishwa. As observer of the dreaming universe, I am called the Dvitiya Pada, the second quarter, called Taijasa. And as the observer of the causal universe, I am called the Tritiya Pada, third quarter, called Pragnyaha. So Vishwa, Taijasa and Pragnya. So I have three relational names, and these are the first three quarters or first three padas of Atma. So with this background, now let us enter into the third mantra. Let us read.
Jagaristano bahish prajnaha saptanga ekona vimshati mukaha sthula bhukhe vaishvana raha prathama pataha.
It's a simple mantra only. The first quarter is Vaishvanara. That is the first quarter. Whose field is what? The Jagratavastha. Jagarita means the Jagratavastha, the waking state. And Bahihi Prajnaha, whose consciousness is outward, Bahihi. It's outward. And it has Saptanga, seven limbs. Yekona Vimshati Mukaha. It has got 19 mouths. And whose sthula bug, who is sthula bug, the experiencer of the gross object, sthulam. So, after introducing Omkara inquiry and Atma inquiry in the first two mantras, he only introduced them. He has not discussed them yet. The Upanishad, we have to go through later mantras to discuss them. Now, the Upanishad enters into the Atma Vichara or Atma inquiry, which is from mantras 3 to 7. So, the Upanishad pointed out that Atma has four quarters or aspects or facets or expressions, we can call it. So those four quarters will be explained from the third mantra onwards. An introduction is given to show how the four quarters are presented here. If the total picture is clear, then the mantras can be understood fairly easily. So the whole development is based on some of the fundamental principles. So if these fundamentals are grasped, then it becomes easier. So we highlight this because the fundamental principle of Mandukya is uniquely different from that of all other Upanishads, as we said earlier. The observer is called Atma and the observed is called Anatma. I the Atma, I am Satyam, and anything that I experience, Anatma, is Mithya. When I use the word I, the observer, what is the meaning of the word I? It is not the body-mind, because body also comes under observed anatma only. So who am I? The observer atma, who am I? It is neither the body nor mind, but it is the conscious principle. What is consciousness? This we have seen many times earlier, but I would just only like to refresh here for the sake of completeness, because we are discussing that topic here. Consciousness is not a part, product, or property of the body. All this we have explained in great detail in so many occasions earlier. The second aspect is, it is an independent principle. Consciousness or Chaitanyam is an independent principle that pervades and enlivens the body. It is not limited to the boundaries of the body. It continues to exist even after the body falls. So these are various things of the consciousness we have seen so far. So this eternal, all-pervading consciousness principle is meant by the word Atma. When we say Atma, I, the observer, is Satyam, we mean this conscious principle. And Mithya is everything that I experience, including the world, my own body, my own mind. Atma is Satyam and Anatma is Mithya. This is the starting point of Mandukya. So now Anatma obtaining in waking state, dream state, and in the potential form in the deep sleep state. So wakers Anatma, dreamers Anatma, sleepers potential Anatma, all of them. So these three Anatmas are mutually exclusive. These are all, you know, we don't look at it from these angles at all. These three anatmas are mutually exclusive. When one is obtained, the others are not available. They are subject to arrival and departure. But the Atma, the observer, is always present as Sakshi in all the three states. Therefore, in each state, I am associated with the respective Anatma. Upanishad gives actually three different names for this. The first quarter, when I am associated with the waker's Anatma. The second quarter, when I am associated with the dreamer's Anatma. And the third quarter, when I am associated with the sleeper's Anatma. And Turiyam, the fourth, when I am dissociated from all the three. So, Anatmas of the waker, dreamer and sleeper are themselves divided into two. Again, further division. The Anatmas of the waker, the dreamer and the sleeper. So, three pairs of Anatmas are obtained now. So, waker's Anatma is divided into waker's Anatma body and waker's Anatma world. Body and world. Dreamer's Anatma is divided into dreamer's Anatma body and dreamer's Anatma world. Sleeper's Anatma is divided into sleeper's Anatma body and his potential world. So, each quarter is associated with body and universe or world. So, to indicate this division of Anatma, the Upanishad gives two different names for each quarter. When I am associated with waker's Anatma body, I am called Prathama or first quarter. I am called Vishwa. And when I am associated with waker's Anatma world, waker's Anatma universe, I am called Vaishwanara or Virat. So, Vishwa and Virat or Vaishwanara. And the second quarter consists of dreamer's body that is called Taijasa. And dreamer's universe called Hiranyagarbha. These names are familiar to us. We are just only relating them here with respect to the Mandukya context. And the third quarter consists of Prajna and Ishvara. So, with respect to individual is Prajna, with respect to world is Ishvara. And the Turiya, the fourth state, is not associated with the body or the world. The fourth quarter. So, in the following shlokas, the first quarter is Vishwa Vaishwanara. The second quarter is Taijasa Hiranyagarbha. And the third quarter is Prajna Ishvara. So, throughout Mandukya, this is the concept that should be kept in mind. So, the first quarter is Vishwa Vaishwanara. Second quarter, Taijasa, Hiranyagarbha, with respect to individual and the world. And the third quarter is Prajna and Ishvara. Then what are the features of Vishwa? Each one we have to see now. Vishwa's field is Jagratavastha, the waker state. Waker's Anatma associated with waker's body is Vishwa. Outward consciousness as Vishwa. The Atma is turned outward through the medium of the waker's body, experiencing the universe. It has 19 mouths, has 19 instruments of transaction. These are the 5 sense organs of knowledge for knowing. What are these 19? We have seen them all earlier. 5 sense organs of knowledge and 5 sense organs of action, responding. And 5-fold physiological functions, prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana, all of them, without which there is no life at all. And manas, mind, buddhi, intellect, chitta, memory, and ahankara, ego. And manas is the coordination and emotional faculty. Buddhi is the judging faculty, assessing, discriminating. Rational faculty is buddhi. Chitta is the memory faculty of recollection. And ahankara is the ego faculty, because of which we have the I identification with all the 18 faculties. These 19 are counters of interaction with the universe. So, Vishwa is the experiencer of the gross material universe. In dream, the experienced objects are nothing but one's own thoughts and thought universe. Dream universe is the thought universe. This is the first quarter associated with the waker's body, Vishwa the waker. Associated with the waker's world, the first quarter is called Vaishwanara or Virat, another name. So, this is the universal or cosmic person. Lord Krishna, you know, in the 11th chapter, Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga. That's what he said, Bhagavad Gita, he said. Now we come to the word seven limbs in the universe, Saptanga, seven limbs. This Virat, this Vishwarupa Atma is imagined as the cosmic person for the sake of meditation. Right? For the sake of meditation. In Chandogya Upanishad, this visualization is called Saptanga Virat. So we are going to see that later in Chandogya. Virat, the cosmic Atma, is visualized with seven limbs to cover the totality. What are the seven limbs? The upper region, the heavens, that is the head. The sun and the moon are the eyes illumining everything. And the third, the entire atmosphere is the life breath. And fourth, the fire principle is the mouth. In Vedic ritual, offerings are made into the fire. In again chapter 11 of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's mouth is likened to the fire. And the fifth one, the entire space is the body. And sixth, the oceans, the bladder or lower region between navel and hip. And seventh, earth, the legs, prithvi. So from earth up to the heavens, Vaishvanara or Virat is pervaded. Thus I, the Atma, the observer, am appearing as Vishwa and Virat in the waking state. This is the first quarter. I am all. That is what the summary of this particular mantra. Now let us go to mantra 4. Swapnasthanonta pragnyaham saptanga ekona vimshati mukaham pravivikthabugam taijaso dvitiya padaha. So dvitiya padaha, the second quarter, is taijasa. Taijasa is luminous. Whose field is the swapnasthana, the dream state. Antapragnaha, whose consciousness is inward. Saptanga, who has seven limbs. Ekona vimshati mukaha, has 19 mouths. And pravivikta bukha, who is the experiencer of subtle objects. So when I get away from the waking state, I have dissociated from the waker's body. And the waker's world disappears in me. The entire waker's anatma disappears. When I enter into the dream state, I, the observer, the consciousness principle, am associated with the dreamer's anatma. Not waker's anatma anymore. Associated with the dreamer's anatma, I am given another name, second quarter, which includes the dream anatma body and the dream anatma world. When I am associated with the dream anatma body, I am called Taijasa. And when I am associated with the dream anatma world, I am called Hiranyagarbha. The features of Taijasa are what? Inward consciousness. The Taijasa is turned inward because the regular sense organs are not used to experience the dream world. It has 19 mouths also. I am associated with the dream body and I use the 19 dream instruments of transaction. Experiencer of subtle objects, through the dream sense organs, I experience a distinct world projected by my own thoughts and mind. This internal world is a world of vasanas, the experiences registered in our mind. It is a distinct universe because my dream universe is available to whom? Only to me. It is an internal, subtle, thought-generated universe. The very same second quarter, when associated with the entire dream universe, at the macro level, it is called Hiranyagarbha. So this Hiranyagarbha has seven dream limbs, similar to Vaishvanara we saw earlier. I am Vishwa, Vaishvanara, Taijasa, Hiranyagarbha, depending upon the name and form I am associated with. So Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha put together is called the second facet of Atma. We said there are four facets. This is the second facet. Every single point so far should be remembered to get the total picture when we read further the Mandukya Upanishad. And mantras 5 and 6, they deal with the sleep state. Now we have already seen the waking state, the dream state. Now we are going into the deep sleep state. Let us read. Yatra suptaha na kanchana kamam kamayate
న కంచన స్వప్నం పశ్యతి తత్సుషుప్తం సుషుప్తస్థాన ఏకీభూత ప్రజ్ఞానఘన ఏవ ఆనందమయోహి ఆనందబుక్ చేతోముఖ ప్రాజ్ఞస్తృతీయ పాద.
సో ది స్లీప్ స్టేట్ ఈస్ దట్ విచ్ వన్ ఇస్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇగ్నరెంట్. వన్ డస్ నాట్ డిజైర్ ఎనీ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ డస్ నాట్ సీ ఎనీ డ్రీమ్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ ద డీప్ స్లీప్ స్టేట్. ద థర్డ్ క్వార్టర్ ఇస్ ప్రాజ్ఞ హూస్ ఫీల్డ్ ఈస్ ద స్లీప్ స్టేట్ హూ ఇస్ అన్డిఫరెన్షియేటెడ్ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు సీ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ హూ ఇస్ అ మాస్ ఆఫ్ మియర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ప్రజ్ఞాన గణహ హూ ఇస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఆనంద ఆనందమయ హూ ఇస్ ద ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆనంద ఆనంద బుక్ అండ్ హూ ఇస్ ద గేట్ వే చేతోముఖ టు ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వేకింగ్ అండ్ డ్రీమ్ స్టేట్స్. సో ది ఉపనిషత్ డిస్క్రైబ్స్ వాట్ ద స్లీప్ స్టేట్ ఇస్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ మంత్ర. వాట్ ఇస్ డీప్ స్లీప్ స్టేట్? ఇన్ ద వేకింగ్ స్టేట్ ఐ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అన్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ వరల్డ్ విత్ ద సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్. ఇన్ ద డ్రీమ్ స్టేట్ ఐ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అన్ ఇంటర్నల్ వరల్డ్ వితౌట్ దోస్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్. ఫస్ట్ యు నో ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ దట్ ద వర్డ్ స్లీప్ రెఫర్స్ టు ఎ స్లీప్ స్టేట్ వితౌట్ డ్రీమ్స్. దిస్ డ్రీమ్లెస్ డీప్ స్లీప్ దర్ ఇస్ నో ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఆర్ ఇంటర్నల్ వరల్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ డ్రీమ్స్ ఇన్ ద డీప్ స్లీప్ స్టేట్. దిస్ ఈస్ అ స్టేట్ ఇన్ విచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఈస్ అ స్లీప్ అండ్ ఇన్ విచ్ దర్ ఇస్ నో ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ డిజైర్డ్ అట్ ఆల్ ఆర్ లైక్డ్ ఆర్ డిస్లైక్డ్ బై ద పర్సన్. దిస్ ఈస్ టు షో దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద వేకింగ్ స్టేట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ అ స్టేట్ ఇన్ విచ్ వన్ డస్ నాట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అన్ ఇంటర్నల్ ప్రొజెక్టెడ్ వరల్డ్ ఆల్సో. దిస్ ఈస్ టు షో దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద డ్రీమ్ స్టేట్. సో దర్ ఇస్ నో ప్రొజెక్టెడ్ యూనివర్స్ ప్రొజెక్టెడ్ యూనివర్స్ ఇన్ ద డ్రీమ్ స్టేట్ సో ఇట్ ఈస్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ దాట్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ది వేకింగ్ స్టేట్ ఆల్సో. సో స్లీప్ ఈస్ డిఫైన్డ్ యాజ్ అ స్టేట్ దట్ ఈస్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ బోత్ ద వేకింగ్ స్టేట్ అండ్ డ్రీమ్ స్టేట్స్. We cannot say that the objects are not there during the sleep state. You have to be careful. We cannot say the objects are not there. They are there, but in what form? In potential form or causal form, waiting to appear the moment we wake up. Atma associated with the deep sleep state is called the third quarter, in which all the pluralities, they all have merged into one undifferentiated potential causal form. Not only are the objects dissolved into one undifferentiated form, their knowledge also is dissolved into one undifferentiated form. In the waking state, for example, two objects, like for example a pencil and a watch, they are present, and the knowledge associated with each is also present. Many different objects and corresponding different cognitions, they are all present in the waking state. In sleep state, both objects and the corresponding distinct knowledge, they are resolved into one undifferentiated mass. When the objects and experiences are resolved, our problems are also resolved. Every object produces a variety of disturbances. Like, for example, attachment, dislike, aversion, desire, anger, greed, delusion, jealousy, they are all created. These are products of objects and their knowledge present in the dual world. Even fear is born out of the experience of duality. The unmanifest state, which is deep sleep state, is called Anandamaya. Saturated with ananda, and the sleeper experiences the ananda also. We love sleep because we love ananda. The basic Vedantic principle is that we love a source of joy and we dislike a source of pain. Everyone loves deep sleep state because it is a source of joy. We cannot declare that we experience ananda while sleeping. But we declare after waking up that we slept very happily. In section 6 and 8 of Taittiriya Upanishad, a comparison is made between the original happiness and the reflected happiness. Prajna is the experiencer of the reflected happiness and not the original happiness. Therefore, there are four differences between the original happiness and the reflected happiness. The reflected happiness belongs to Anandamaya Kosha. It is Koshananda. Actually, we are all these terms, we should be all very familiar, because in Taittiriya Upanishad, we have dealt with all in great detail. Please refer to those lectures. Koshananda, Anandamaya Kosha. The original happiness belongs to Atma itself. It is Atmananda and it is not Koshananda. The reflected happiness is subject to arrival and departure, and it is impermanent, whereas the original happiness is permanent. And the reflected happiness is subject to gradation. In actually Taittiriya Upanishad, we have seen this. Priya, Moda and Pramoda. Tasya priyame vashiraha, Modo dakshina pakshaha, Pramoda uttara pakshaha. All the gradations, Priya, Moda and Pramoda. But the original happiness is Atmananda, has no gradation at all. And the fourth reference is, the reflected happiness can be experienced. It is available for objectification, whereas original happiness is not available for experience at all, but available for claiming as our nature. And the fifth difference is, the reflected happiness can be attained by two methods. One is through objects of experience that we have in this world, and the other is by practicing detachment and contentment. So this happiness obtained through contentment is equal to that obtained in heavens. So reflected happiness can be obtained through sense objects or by contentment. It only takes a little discrimination, which would produce detachment leading to contentment. However, you know, knowledge alone will allow a person to claim the original happiness. Atma jnanam alone will enable a person to claim original happiness, Atmananda. So this sleep state or the sleeper is the link between the waking and dream states. That is, these are all new things as concepts. This deep sleep state is the link between the waking state and dream state. Sleep state is the vestibule between the waking and dream states. According to Vedanta, from the waking state, we never go to dream state directly. And similarly, we do not go to waking state from the dream state also directly. Through the sleep state alone, we go to the other two states. So what is the sequence? Waking state to sleep state to dream state. Again to sleep state to waking state. That is how the order is. Even when we seem to have woken up suddenly and directly from a dream state, there is a very short sleep state intervening that we are not able to recognize. The Upanishad mentions this because to go from one state to another, we have to drop our identification with one body and develop identification with the other body. We have to drop identification with the waker's body to develop identification with the dreamer's body. Switching from the waker's body to the dreamer's body requires a small gap, and that gap is called the deep sleep state. We never think of it this way at all. The sleeper is the link between the waker and the dreamer. Prajna is the link between Vishwa and Tejasa. Atma is prajna when associated with potential body, the causal body, which is saturated with happiness, Anandamayaha. Now, if you look at the mantra now, from this perspective, Yatra. Yatra means in which place or time. Suptaha. Suptaha means the sleeping person. Na pashyati. He does not see. Kanchana swapanam. He does not see any swapanam at all, any dream. Na kamyate. He does not desire. Kanchana kamam. Any enjoyable thing he does not desire. Because in deep sleep state, there does not exist as in dream or waking state. None of these things exist in deep sleep state. So, tat sushuptam, that state of deep sleep, one in this field, sushupta sthanaha, that is the one who is in that deep sleep state, that person is said to be yekibhutaha. He is undifferentiated because the duality, diversified as the waking and dream states, they become non-discernible in the deep sleep state. This state is called prajnana ghanaha. we can call it a mass of consciousness, pragyana ganaha, because the word ganaha is used, we can call it a mass, inverted mass, because it is characterized by the absence of discrimination. And he is anandamayaha, full of joy. He is called Ananda Bukha, the enjoyer of Ananda. He is Cheto Mukaha. He is the gateway to the consciousness of the experiencer in dream and waking states. The experiences in the dream and waking states, it is the gateway, Cheto Mukaha. He is called Pragnyaha, he is the consciousness. So the sleeper's universe, which is everything resolved with respect to him, and that is explained actually in the next mantra, the sixth mantra. Let us see, where are we now? Maybe I can read that also. Mantra 6. Yesha Sarveshwaraha, Yesha Sarvajnaha, Yesha Antaryami, Yesha Yonihi, Sarvasya Prabhava Apyayohi Bhutanam. So he is the Lord of all. Sarveshwaraha, he is omniscient, Sarvajnaha, he is the inner controller, Antaryami, he is the source of all Yonihi, being the ground of origination, Sarvasya Prabhava Apyayav, and dissolution of beings, of Bhutanam, of all the beings. That is the substance of this particular shloka. So Atma is associated with the entire universe in potential form, that is called Ishvara. Prajna and Ishvara are the Atma associated with the sleeper's body and the sleeper's world respectively. We said for each one of them there are two, with respect to the individual and with respect to the total. Atma is the ruler of all because from Ishvara alone everything in the waking state evolves. When you go to sleep, everything resolves. This Ishvara has omniscience. Not just knowledge of one body mind, but the knowledge contained in the total universe this Ishvara has, the past, present, and even the yet to be discovered future knowledge. The yet to be discovered future knowledge also is in potential form in that, all in potential condition. Since we are also Atma, we can claim that we are omniscient also only if we claim our status as Atma and not as body mind. The problem is, when I use the word I invariably mean what? My body mind. That is why body identification is an obstacle to the absorption of Vedantic teaching. In Taittiriya Upanishad, the Jnani claims he is everything, the all-pervading consciousness. Our notion is that what? We are in the world. Whereas the Jnani's knowledge is what? The world is in him, the consciousness. It is very tough, but possible if we work for it. This Atma is inherent in everyone. Antaryami. The sleeper's world is the cause of the waker's and dreamer's world. Because, actually we have already seen this thing. All these are all, you know, the subtle body, the causal body, sharira dvayasya karana matram. So the sleeper's world and the waker's world, dreamer's, that is responsible for both the waker's and dreamer's universe. Both of them resolve into the sleeper's world only. The words Sarveshwaraha, Lord of all, and Sarvajnaha, omniscient, they mean the intelligent cause, omniscient. And the word Yonihi means source, that means the material cause. So Ishvara alone is both the intelligent cause and the material cause of the entire universe. What is meant by material cause now? It is the source of origination of all things and beings and is the ground of resolution. Just as the ocean is the source of all waves and the ground of resolution of all waves also. The waker is the source of all the dream world and the waker is the ground for the resolution of the dream world also. Ishvara is the cause for the origination, sustenance, and resolution of the world. Now if we say the mantra, Yeshaha, Yeshaha means this one, Pragya, here we are now talking in the deep sleep state, the Pragya, in his natural state, Sarveshwaraha, he is surely the Lord of all. Sarvajnaha, he is omniscient, Antaryami, the inner controller, and the Yonihi, the source of Sarvasya, of all all beings of Bhutan. Therefore, Prabhava Apyaya, the place of origin and dissolution, Bhutanam of all the beings is that. So, in the previous mantra, Atma is called Prajna. And in this mantra, Atma is called Ishvara. So, Prajna and Ishvara put together is called the third quarter. So, Vishwa and Virat, first quarter. Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha, second quarter. Prajna and Ishvara, the third quarter. So, these three cover the three quarters. Now, what is one? The one thing remaining is the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter is Turiya, that is described in the seventh mantra, which we are going to read later. So, the first three quarters are Atma associated with Anatma. Three types of Anatma. The Turiyam is Atma associated from, Atma dissociated from Anatma. So, first three quarters are Atma associated with Anatma. And three types of Anatma we talk, Jagra, Swapna and Sushupti. And the Turiyam is Atma dissociated from Anatma. Just pure Atma it is. And that is explained in the seventh mantra. And in Mandukya Upanishad, that is the main teaching. The seventh mantra is the main teaching in Mandukya Upanishad. The Upanishad says that liberation is possible only through the knowledge of Turiyam, the fourth quarter. The knowledge of the first three quarters is useful, but cannot give liberation. It cannot give freedom. Gaudapada introduces his commentary at this point, consolidating the first three quarters. So far, the six mantras that we have seen today, they are all directly from the Upanishad. Now only the Karika, the analysis of all these mantras are introduced at this point by Gaudapada Acharya from Karika 1. So we are going to see all those mantras from the Karika briefly in the next webinar. And then take up the seventh mantra, which is one the most important mantra in Mandukya. Main teaching is given in that one. So we will see this Karika, whatever the analysis done on the mantras that we just read today by Gaudapada Acharya in the next webinar. Yo Veda Dauswara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakritilinasya Parasamaheshwaraha Sri Krishna Arpanamastu Narayana.